Have you ever heard a piece of music that just made you feel comfortable, that asked your body to take a sigh, to relax? Well, that's what I'd like to accomplish. This is Easelogic Radio. And no, I don't talk about music. No, I'm your host, Patricia Cleveland, and I'm an aquologist. I'm a person that's moved past the physical science of animal welfare, how to train animals. And I've incorporated the idea of equilibrium and balance, not just the physical form, but all forms of interaction, whether it's the energetic harmonics that travel through your feet from the center of the earth, to the interruption of pulsing thoughts from the center of the universe. You see, they all play a role in who we are, how we interact. And I believe the forms, the shapes, the bodies that we choose to take on in a lifetime, whether we move into being a human or a cat or a tree or maybe a piece of algae floating around in the sea. I think that our harmonic quality of our bodies helps to define our shape, how we live, and the thoughts that we house, and how we use our imagination to create our reality. And that's the difference between humans and animals. We have the ability to imagine and to create, and to do that on the level that I think we were originally meant to, that means that we have to energetically flow our interaction, our downloaded information from higher sources at the accurate speed, just like sound traveling through the air. Or maybe if you slowed down. Well, this dates me. If you had a record and you slowed down the way that record played on the record player, you'd hear the sound warp. It would sound funny. It would speed up and sound like the chipmunks. So those are different speeds that sound travels, and it does have an influence on us. And we're like TV antennas or radio antennas, and we receive this information from our surrounding environment, from the center of the earth, from our higher conscious selves. And when we receive it, sometimes the messages are distorted because our ability to receive information at the downloading rate that we are originally designed to work with is impaired by the physical mechanism, the out of balance physical form. And so I wanted to continue this conversation I started about esological or esoterical chemistry. And that brings us from the harmonics of higher thought and how it takes form and shape in our bodies and how minerals are important in the maintaining and the regeneration and the longevity of who we are. I left off talking about the yogis and how they really don't eat very much. Matter of fact, if you look at the diets of a lot of people from the Asian countries, from the Middle East, they work all day. A lot of these people work all day with one meal. And here we are. We're so programmed that, oh, geez, I don't know. I have a husband that can tell me exactly when it's time to be fed. And I can look at the clock and say, yeah, it's 12 o'clock. Yes, it's 5:30. Because his body is driven by something that's incomplete. His body depletes itself in, say, a 4 hour or 6 hour window, which says that, hey, there's something else going on. There's something else using the components of your body, and it's discharging in a lot of people's cases, is discharging at a rate that creates states of disease. You see, the food that we eat today doesn't help our pH system. That is your alkalinity, your body's ability to work like a battery, to hold a charge, to conduct or to vibrate at the right vibration rate to keep you physically well-being, to allow you to self-heal, to overcome the impairments of an injury. And you see, your state of disease is caused because your body's pH fluctuates, because you have pollutants in your body that slow down the vibration rate of who you are. And the same thing happens in your dog and your cat. They slow down because we feed them artificial food. And we take them to the vet, and the vet creates a man-made state of balance by using all these ingredients, tools, chemicals, to create an artificial state of balance, which only the vet can then control. But if you step away from all that, you're in control. Well, you're in control to some degree. But it's time that we did step back and take control. Because you see, everything we eat produces acid in our body. And if our body falls apart, if it melts, if the stomach lining of who you are is eroded because you drink Coke, or maybe you're very athletic and you go out there and you jog 12 miles a day, you're creating lactic acid and uric acid in your system. And that sets up in pockets. And that acid starts to do what acid does. It burns. And just like the universal epidemic of tooth decay, it starts to break down your body. Yeah, that's how it works. When you eat food that does not have alkalizing minerals in it, and those alkalining minerals, for you who missed the first show, are lime or potash, sodium, iron, manganese, and silica. You have other minerals like calcium that help us out, but they're not present in your processed flour, your processed sugar, and your processed fats. Well, we're going to get into that in a minute. Yes, all of these things interrupt who you are. And even if you eliminate all those things and you just eat organically, you are still not getting your alkalining minerals. You're not getting enough. And so that slows down who you are. It blocks our original ability to regenerate, just like the salamander. Because I believe that if we could get rid of or improve the imprinting of the twisted body that occurs at birth, our bones, our structure, which contain and hold our minerals, become our antennas, our aerial. And that helps us to receive and interpret the information from our environment. And we interpret it on another level. We move to a new dimension of thought. We become more activated. It's a different way of thinking, that's for sure. So take a breath. This is Isa Logic Radio, and I'll be back in a minute. Stress. Do you get stressed? Well, I think our living environments throw stress at us. They create all these dramas that we're supposed to get upset about and invest in. And when we do that, we actually forget that the more stressed we are, the more acid we produce. And we don't have enough balance in our nutrition, balance in stabilizing our energetic being. We haven't got the ability to help our own planet. Because, you see, we haven't stood up and said no to GMO foods clear enough. And why is it important to say no to GMO foods? Well, it's really, really simple. You see, you can talk about world hunger. You can talk about environmental devastation because of using Roundup. You can talk about economics. And they're all a boulder that the ants are trying to fit down the ant hole. Step back. Move into that fourth dimension. Consider this. In genetically modified food, the plant has basically a herbicide. It's glycophosphate that is introduced into the genetics of the plant. When they spray Roundup, which is glycophosphate, which is Agent Orange, what happens is that chemical goes down into the soil, into the root systems. And the minerals in the ground need to be absorbed by the plant, right? And those minerals, all of them, go up the roots into the plant stem, into the leaves, into the flower, into the seeds, into the wheat head, the grains, the soybean, all those things that we eat. And originally, the alkaline minerals that I've been reading to you about, the lime and the potash and the sodium and the iron and the magnesium and manganese and the silica and calcium, they should all be present in the grain foods that we eat. But the reality is that the Roundup, the glycophosphate, goes and binds to your alkalining minerals in the soil. So it doesn't matter how much green you eat. If it's genetically modified, it cannot provide your body with the alkalining minerals it needs to counteract the amount of acid that is produced either through your diet, through sitting in front of a computer all day, dealing with emotional stress, dealing with physical stress. Our bodies cannot balance. They cannot come back into the original state of harmonics that they were arranged to work in. And so, when you can't put an acid neutralizing agent like a mineral into your body, and you are working at a slower energetic rate, surrounded by all the electromagnetic pollution that we have chosen to take on, it's a self-defeating act. And if you are wondering about world starvation and the positive benefits of GMO foods, well, you're just expanding the range of starvation. Because people who gain weight are starving to death. You gain weight because your harmonics, your higher self, knows that you need to eat. You need to find a food source that might satisfy the deficiency of your alkalining minerals. Try it. When you start finding sources of alkalining minerals, your appetite goes down. The rate of conductive value of your body increases. Your state of well-being starts to improve. And when you combine that with straightening out the structure by unraveling your muscles, just let's say using myofascial massage release in relationship to chiropractics or osteopathics or acupuncture or Reiki or Qigong, when you start unraveling the twisted body, the antenna, your bones and your body, starts to take and interpret your environment on a different level. And if you don't drink too much water, but just enough water, or if you follow the philosophy of ancient peoples that say that you take on the water from the food that you consume, then the concentration of the minerals in your body, if they're in a balanced state, the spacing between those molecules, well, they get closer, which means that the reaction time, the conductive speed that your thoughts move through your brain, or your reaction time through your body, well, technically, they should actually improve. And the more water you have in your body, and if it's fluoridated water, oh my gosh, that's another whole show, okay? The more water you have, then there's a potential for water poisoning. And that means your body is out of balance, even though your mineral count may be right. So when I'm working with animals, these are the things that I look at. And what I found is the body of the animal will self-regulate itself if the alkalining minerals are introduced through the soil or through a supplementation in the case of dogs. Because you see, we can't find any dog bones at the stores anymore, no soup bones. Isn't that an interesting thing? Well, those bones are what create well-being balance in a dog who's on a raw food diet. You see, a dog can starve to death if he only eats muscle. You can starve to death if you only ate steak. What a thought. Anyway, so your mineral content is a direct influence in your state of well-being. It also has an amazing influence on the things that choose to live in you. Oh gosh, yes, there are things that choose to live in you. And sometimes those are the voices that help to redirect you away from discovering your energetic value, your creative self, your regenerative self. Those things are a byproduct of your physical imbalance. And it makes space for energetic invasions. And that scares a lot of people. They go, oh, you're going to talk about demons and devils and angels. No, I'm going to keep it in the physical way for the layperson, the person that's never really had an experience with their higher self. So you just might want to be patient with me. You see, GMO foods open the doorway for a planet of starving people. There's enough mineral on this planet to support the people that are living on it. It's just that it's removed from our access. And when that happens, we get populations of emotionally dysfunctional people who are wrapped up in belief systems that, like ants pushing boulders, they can perform a miracle. So stay tuned. This is Esologic Radio, and I'll be right back with some more thoughts to keep you going. Man, I start researching and looking at these things, and I go to bookstores, and I don't shop like the normal person. I take my hand and I ask for the books that I'm supposed to read to stimulate my hand. and I will run past stacks and stacks of books, and my hand will start to tingle when I get close to the ones I'm supposed to read. And I pull out some of the most amazing books, and it has shaped a line of thinking that, man, expanded my whole life experience. I never expected to be sitting here having a radio show talking to you about the chemical and electromagnetic fields of balance. This is a process of life, a spontaneous growth. What I've learned is, in the energetic world, there are things floating around that need a space to live, a place to interact. Maybe create their own reality, their own world. And I think somewhere they got a foothold, a notch. They found something that they could create limitations for. And maybe when it was the time when man became vertical and stood up and changed the organization of his energy fields, his chakra systems, maybe when our primitive mind was exposed to the radiation of the sun and created this blister we call the higher brain, water bag on top of the ancient serpent reptile brain that runs the physical operating system of the body. Maybe at that point, when we stood up and our energy systems changed, we opened a door. Because man has been working really hard to destroy himself. And he works really, really hard, and he deliberately does it to destroy all the things on the planet. You see, I work with animals and horses, and man, some of the places I go into, it would be like walking through Auschwitz. I have horses that never see the light of day, that are pumped full of steroids, pumped full of pharmaceuticals. Then they're given sugar-based diets, genetically modified grain. Then they're taken out and told, hey, you need to run around, trot around, canter around, and twist your body so that you look like this picture we saw in a magazine. And then we have these associations that say, yes, we're going to set the rules for performance, standards for judging. And what happens is we actually kill the horse. We actually put the horse in a position of forcing him to accept physical pain as we distort his position and posture to accommodate an image that we think is pleasing, that's based on symmetrical balance, when we've actually gone in and used mechanical leverage and discharged his body's energetic quality on purpose. And what we do to our animals, we're actually doing to ourselves. You see, we've got genetically modified food. Okay, so we know that that takes away the alkalining minerals from our diet. We need the alkalining minerals to balance the acid so we don't get sick, so our bones don't break down. And some of us may be consuming too much water, which also spreads out the distance between the alkalining and acidic-based minerals, so that our speed, our conductive value of our body is working, but it's not working at its maximum potential. And then you get into the people that are in the system. And they don't really understand that when you create acid in a body, just like if I create an acidic state in a racehorse, or just a horse in the field, what I'm doing is I'm creating an internal environment, a universe for parasites to live in. And what do parasites do? They use your resources. And when they use your resources, they also go to the washroom. They create biological waste. They introduce toxins into your body. And those toxins interfere with how your body interprets the environmental information. You get people that cannot understand or interpret what another person is saying. Because you see, these toxins interfere with our hormones. They interfere with your ability to control your weight. Some of you are going to be really, really heavy. Some of you are going to be, I can eat all day and stay skinny. And some of you can say, well, I can eat moderately and I'm okay. And then there's people that don't eat at all or eat very little. And they seem to function really at a completely different state of awareness and well-being and self-regeneration. You see, when we become acidic, we have parasites living in our body. We have parasites living in our animal's body. And we may use a wormer in the case of livestock. And I don't know, you may use a wormer on yourself. You may change the pH level through alkaline minerals to create an environment that doesn't allow or doesn't invite the parasites to live there. And you see, when you eat processed food and you take antibiotics, you create an environment for fungus. Think about that. Every time you take something that is not natural, you are offsetting your own internal balance, which is then offsetting your ability to stay energetically awake. Because you see, when we start getting fungus growing inside us, a fungus has been proven to change the behavior of its host. It changes the behavior, the mental functioning of the brain. It's been proven in cattle. It's been proven in ants. It changes the chemical signal, the way that animal interprets its environment, so that it will deliberately go out and perform behaviors that are a detriment to the physical longevity and well-being of that animal. Think about that. Start looking at what's going on. There's people that are talking about the zombie apocalypse. Maybe they're not that far off the mark. Maybe by creating an artificial, man-made environment of balance, we are disconnecting ourselves from the telepathic, the hyper-energetic, aware, the awake, the imagination that creates human reality. Maybe it's being done on purpose, because the logic of all the politicians fails to satisfy anybody's answers. The logic of empirical science fails to acknowledge the energetic essence, the electrical framework of who we are, the magnetic fields that actually define the shape that our molecules have chosen to take on as physical form. So you need to sometimes step back and ask yourself some really important questions. Like, where do I fit in all this? What is it that we're doing? How can I move past this? And is this a conversation that needs to be in the general public? Or is this a conversation that I need to hold close to my heart? See, these are all personal choices. But there are answers out there, and some of them are really, really easy. And some of them you can go out and do for yourself. And if it works for you, great. Share it. I like the idea of having the experience and expanding your awareness and taking a moment and sharing your knowledge with somebody else. You see, you don't have to stand on the mountaintop and have a crowd of people listening to you. You just have to influence one person. And that's what I'd like to do, is to help you become influential, to bring you to a place of knowing what and who you are. What do you think about all that? I'm not sure where I am in all this talking, so I think for right now, I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to come back with some more thoughts about who and what we are, and what we can do using Eastologic Radio to change who we are. Well, you want to know how to make this work better? Well, sometimes you actually have to step back in history, because I think our technology and our science has moved us so far away from the actual truth of nature and how we can elevate, how we can evolve into the higher beings that I think we're actually supposed to become. You know, we just use what we have on hand. Now, if you look at the really root central points in energetic values, in what I call equology, bringing ourselves together as a balanced whole, well, you sit back and you go, the first thing we need to do is bring balance. Stop the physical breakdown of the body. I'm not telling you to go out and fight cancer or, I don't know, stop tuberculosis or polio. No, what I'm actually asking you to do is to wake up to the games that are getting played. You see, we've been told can't eat butter because it produces cholesterol, so you got to eat margarine. Well, when you look at that statement, there's a lot of falsehoods there. And I don't think they were presented on purpose. I think that the people that presented the material truly believed that the cholesterol buildup in the body is not good. But the reality is that the cholesterol that they've been trying to tell us that we shouldn't have a high count of is actually the very cholesterol that our bodies are accumulating so that they can heal. And you're going, what? Yeah, your body needs the cholesterol, not the chemical-based cholesterol, but the organically occurring cholesterol that you get from dairy products, from fat. Not deep-fried food fat, but let's say the natural fat that you might find from an animal, the natural fat that's found in your butter. Your body will accumulate that cholesterol, and it uses it to heal the damage done by the acids in your body. And so the greater your acid buildup, the more your body's going to store this healthy cholesterol so that it can perform a miracle and regenerate. But the more intervention we have to bring the body back into a man-made state of balance, the less the body has available, that is, the less energy, the slower the body is, the less energy is available to actually spark the use of that cholesterol to rebuild you, to bring you into harmonic resonance with your environment. So, don't be afraid to eat butter. Find somebody who produces organic milk. That's something that you can do for yourself. If it's a vegetable-based fat, it doesn't provide what you need. So move towards your animal fats. If you're a vegetarian, this is going to upset you. But the facts are this, that Weston Price in 1930 discovered that the fatty vitamins, that being vitamin B, the D's, the A's, which are found in the fat of animals, are required to neutralize the decay of teeth. And that those very same vitamins work with your alkalining minerals to help prevent any further damage to the body. Those are things that you can find. Fermented fish oil, if you're a vegetarian, may be a good resource for you. Go online and look it up. Don't believe anything I'm telling you. Go and do your own research. Find your own books. Have your own experience. Move beyond the limitations that you've set for yourself. And don't be lazy. No. Actually, do one thing. Take one subject that I present in these conversations and go online and look them up. And come back. Give me feedback. Give me some more resources. Because, you see, I talk to people all over the world. Expanding and learning is what this is about. So your animal fats are really, really important. Your cell salts are really, really important. Because these are the two things that you can have in your body right now that's going to start to neutralize the degeneration, the decay, the state of acid, the breakdown of your container, the thing that's holding your thought. If you would do that, if you would do that and remove the artificial processed food, and if you would just basically shop in the vegetable department, the meat department, in your grocery store, and if it comes from a box, don't eat it. Because it doesn't matter whether they put labeling on the box that says it's genetically modified food or not. The fact is if you don't take control and through the purchases that you make as a consumer, that you don't drive the economic, commercial demand for healthy food, well, you'll never get it. Because it is up to you. You don't have to be a megastar, a big, powerful person. You just have to make these choices. Your actions create a reaction. And that produces a result. So you can eat your fat on your steak. I would not eat steak or pork or chicken that came from a commercial farm. But go out and ask your butcher if he knows somebody that produces good, clean meat. Because there are people out there that have grass-fed beef, and there are people out there that have free-range chickens. And I'm not so sure about the pork thing, because, you see, they aren't telling you this either. And my husband brought this home from me for me to consider. You see, he worked on a very large estate. It was about 1,200 acres. And they had over 400 head of cattle. And what happened was the vet came and was inoculating all the cows. And he said, "Do you eat beef and pork at the same time?" And my husband looked at him with a big question mark on his face. So stay tuned. This is EsoLogic Radio. I'll be right back with what my husband found out. Oh, man. Have I got your head spinning yet? This is Esologic Radio, and I'm your host, Patricia Cleveland, and we're talking about esoteric chemistry and basically how it comes into your physical body and where we go from there. Do you eat pork and beef? Well, you might want to rethink all that. You see, the vet standing in the cow chute with my husband as these wonderful black Angus steers run through, and he has one of those automatic vaccination guns, and they're vaccinating with one set of guns, and then they have another. It's kind of like a automatic nail shooter, but they shoot vaccine. The other gun had hormones. And the vet is doing what he does so well, and he asked my husband this special question about eating pork and beef. And Frank kind of hesitated and said, yes. And the vet said, well, you might want to kind of look at your diet a little bit. And then there's this big question mark, and Frank goes, why? What's going on? And the vet says, well, what I have over here in the hormones for added weight production in beef does not mix with the chemical concoction of hormones that we inject pigs with. And my husband went, what? And the vet said, yeah, you mix the two sets of hormones together between the beef and the pig, and guess what? You spark cancer cells. And that's why we see an increase in prostate cancer in men. Most probably why we see an increase in breast cancer in women. But it doesn't really explain why we see an increase in cancer in our cats and dogs. Why I get animals that come through here with breast cancer. Now, I am able to help those animals because they work on a different frequency than the human. And I'm able to change their pH levels. I use minerals. I enhance the straightness of their body. I reduce the stress. I reduce the acid by alkalining minerals. I put them in an environment where there's no extra sound. And a very large percentage of these animals recover. So when you're starting to look at your higher self, your energetic self, and how it works, how it moves through who you are, and how it comes out in your voice, how you take in information from the surrounding environment, well, it just may spark your curiosity. When you start feeling like, oh, I'm really tired today. Oh, I have a painful back. My joints, my fingers are achy. Oh, I'm unhappy. I think I'd like to go out and commit suicide. Oh, I hate the world. I'm angry. I think I'm going to go out and beat somebody up or take and blow up the world. Or I'm going to go overseas and I'm going to shoot all those people. All the people I don't know. When you start having those types of ideas run through your head, you might want to stop right there and understand that that is manipulation of something that is not who you are. It's not who you're supposed to be. You see, you've neglected your esoteric chemistry. The secrets of the higher self that have been deliberately kind of put in a box and shoved off to the side so that nobody will pay attention. They're just the weirdos, the quacks, the hippies, the ones that never grew up. They're the ancient peoples who spoke wisdom that have faced genocide. Their languages have been removed from our culture. Just understand that what I'm talking about isn't just nutrition. It moves into the sounds that you choose to listen to. It moves into the environments that you walk through each day. And when you don't hold the higher self, that thought, that essence that drops in and says, hello, that's there every morning when you wake up, that says, hey, guess what? I have the solution for that problem that you encountered yesterday. That spontaneous gateway between the conscious, the subconscious, the expansion of the energetic flow within who you are. That's what we're missing. Our science is missing that. You see, it's hard. I know it's hard. It's hard to be who you are. But take a minute. Maybe look at what I've been talking about. Now, I'm not saying that everybody has a solution right at hand. And maybe some of you have problems that are pretty hard to overcome. But, you know, take a look. Break the rule. Don't be afraid. Because it won't matter if you succeed. All you have to do is accomplish. You have to accomplish finding an answer. And you might not find all of the answer, but that one step you take today is one that you weren't going to take. So when you're looking at your energetic value, your ability to move energy, and you have a friend that might be able to do Reiki, or you might be a natural healer, you might practice shamanic arts. Those are the things we're supposed to be doing. Those are the things that pull us as an energetic awareness up to the next level of seeing who and what we're supposed to be. And it takes just a minute. Even if it's just going, and sitting still and growing a set of roots and pretending you're a tree. And maybe going outside and doing this with your shoes off. You're going to change the harmonics of who you are. That's why dogs and cats love so much to be outside. It's not because they want to run away from you and they want to get in trouble. They just want to be outside where they hear the natural sounds of nature. That's how they recharge their bodies. You see, I can do my craft as an energetic person. I can talk the science of an equologist. I can go and I can rebirth an animal so his antenna, his body, his bone structure, his mineral content can actually start to interact with his environment at a higher potential, which allows his body to regenerate and heal. But there's a difference in the outcome. The outcome in an artificial environment is less than if it's in a natural environment. And with all of that, you have to become aware. Take a break. Hug yourself. This is Isologic Radio, and I'll be back in a minute. Wow. It's quite a journey, you know, being in a physical form. It's quite a journey trying to find answers for yourself. It's quite a journey when you find those answers and you realize that they contradict everything that you were ever taught in school. And it doesn't matter how advanced the science is, and it doesn't matter if you've got a PhD. What matters is the truth, and the truth always comes out. And I really get disappointed when I try to talk to people who are, you know, really accomplished in their education. And I say, look at this. Look at these results. This result occurred in a natural setting. These animals, my herd of horses, my herd of energetically altered goats, all surpass the standard of care and health that's being provided to the masses. And they don't want to hear this. They've actually gone out of their way to try and make me disappear. But the truth is that I'm still here. The truth is when I take and remove stress from my animal's environment, the artificial chemicals from their bodies, when I allow them to eat the food that they're naturally designed to consume, not only do my animals become healthier, they gain weight faster than animals that are in the meat production system. They stay healthier and live longer without states of disease or the need for human intervention. What happens in the meat production animals is that their weight gain is 1/3 faster than the animals that are in the feedlot that are eating the foods that they're not supposed to eat. The animals that are producing the non-energetic food that the average consumer eats. That's a big deal. Because you see, what this research is saying is that when you get the mineral value of the body correct, it will self-regenerate. It will heal. It will become more symmetrical in its structure and alignment. What it also says is that we don't need to be feeding grain to our animals. You see, a cow is not designed to eat grain. A horse is not designed to eat grain. Goats are not designed to eat grain. Chickens aren't made to eat grain. But that's what we're feeding them. And when we do this, we're blocking the body from its original design. It's, let's say, the system of homeostasis, where if you cut yourself, your wound will heal. We'll just amplify that and take it away from the cut and say when you rebalance the whole body heals. That's what I'm saying. And a lot of other people have been saying this for a long time. What I also am saying is that if you are worried about world starvation, if you're worried about the feeder grain that's produced, the grain that's used to make your flour and your corn chips and everything else, if you're worried about the abundance of that, maybe we should be feeding our animals less feeder grain and more mineral. And then we would have a healthier protein source for those people that eat meat. And then we wouldn't have to worry about genetically modified food producing food that causes people to starve. No. Because you see, what happens when I get my animals harmonically balanced is they don't require grain. The other thing that happens is they actually process information completely different than the average dog or the average horse or the average, I'm going to say goat. Y'all laugh at me about goats, but they're pretty interesting. So what happens is the horse starts to intellectualize his interaction with the human being. Instead of becoming a beast of burden, they start showing you the things in nature that we are overlooking. It's like having a relationship with a mute person, and all they can do is use their eyes and their gesture and their telepathic higher connection to communicate to you. That's why sometimes you get impressions off of animals. That's sometimes when you instinctively know that maybe that's not a good thing to do. It's because your energetic harmonic of your body has tapped into that station, that resonant field of energy, that knowing, that consciousness, that at that point could run through your body and inspire your soul. I think a long time ago, when we didn't have all the stuff that we have today, the people were really grounded, that they were very, very aware of their natural surroundings, that on a level of energy that we lack today, there was a communication, a telepathy. And because our vibrational state has reduced, because we have been fooled into creating a man-made state of life, that we actually are disconnecting ourselves from the greater all, the good, the universe, the best of who we are. And with all of that going on, you just sit back and you have to wonder, why am I here? And what am I supposed to be doing with all this? I don't know. I've spent a lot of time writing notes and taking pictures and trying to talk to people, and nobody seems to want to listen. So I'm sharing this with you because we know that the placebo effect, what you believe, will change who you are. If you believe that homeopathics works, then use it. And if you believe the medicine that the doctor uses is going to help you, use it. But don't just take it. Believe in it, because at least that moment of belief sparks an energetic exchange, because you have to have that emotional connection. And when you have it, that energy surge, even if it's for a brief second, will alter the healing action, the regeneration of your body. And it opens the door a crack wider to offer you the opportunity to understand the natural essence, the esoteric chemistry, the stuff that we will never see or be able to go up towards in our physical form. It'll allow you to get that much closer. So take a moment and find alkalining minerals. Don't be afraid of eating natural fats. Take and walk across the grass in your bare feet and just say, oh, wow, I really love myself. Mm-hmm. This is Patricia Cleveland and Isologic Radio. I'm wishing you a great and wonderful day.